Gary Clark Jr. brings the funk. I mean funk in its original bass sense. Funky and dirty, nasty, fuzzy sound.
You know, sometimes I think, I'm like, maybe there's too much fuzz, or maybe it's too raw, maybe it's too dirty, but I don't know, that just feels like, that feels really good to me.
That sound infuses his new album, The Story of Sonny Boy Slim. You might call that sound a Texas fuzz. You hear it in acts from Janis Joplin to ZZ Top, and Gary Clark Jr.'s mentor, Texas bluesman Jimmy Vaughn.
Dude, you know, I try to hold it back when I see somebody like Jimmy Vaughn. He kind of took me under his wing. He brought me out on the road with him when I first started to travel and kind of show me the ropes of how to be professional and cool. But so anytime I'm around him or anybody that's like in his camp, you know, I kind of feel weird about setting up my pedal board and stomping on him.
What's a song on this record you'd be most proud to show off to Jimmy Vaughn?
I would have to say Church. Because it's stripped down, raw, and folks, you know, around say, you know, all you need is three chords and the truth, and I feel like that's what it is. It's quite refreshing to just break it down to something so simple, and I kind of had the idea, and kind of had some words in my head, but I just sat down and just cut it. You know, I put the harmonica rack on, and it just kind of flowed out of me, and I was quite surprised when I heard it back. I would show him that, no problem.
And you mentioned you have your sister singing on this record, too. Did you grow up singing with them?
Yeah, I mean, my fondest memories growing up is being in the living room, putting on records and dancing with them and dressing up and singing all the parts to, you know, the Jackson 5 songs and the Supremes, Smokey Robinson, the Miracles, and stuff that my parents were listening to, and they would have family and friends over. The thing that really tripped me out that I forgot about was, you know, as professional as I was trying to be in the studio and produce an album, it's like we all reverted back to being like 10-year-olds, you know, and they're giving me a hard time, and there's a little bickering, a little arguing here, and I'm like, oh man, I can't take y'all anywhere. You know? It was fun though.
I'm talking with guitarist and singer Gary Clark Jr. about his new album, The Story of Sonny Boy Slim. And you mentioned that in some ways this reflects a sort of feeling of coming home.
I kind of miss coming home and being a grown man and my mom calling me, you know, Sonny Boy. And after being on the road for, we've pretty much been going, 2010, 2011 kind of changed my life and my trajectory. I was just busy all the time. So I finally got to be able to come back home and work on this album and life-changing things. My son was about to be born, was born in the process of recording. I was home, I was around the people that I grew up with, walking the same streets.
Well, having a child, you said you had a son, that's certainly a life-changing thing. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a game changer, so.
And there's some of that in this in this record. There's a kind of thing, I know I went through this, that a lot of new parents go through, where when you think about your own parents and you kind of go like, oh, I get it. And your song Hold On reflects that. Back then, I didn't understand when my pops came home saying that he couldn't take it. But it's hard to be a good man knowing that a man's plan is to take what you make.
You know, sitting around in the studio, and there have been a lot of events in the news about, you know, unjustified killings and shootings of young people, young black men. And it definitely made me think of what my father went through raising us to make sure that we, you know, be in those situations or had the tools to get out of it, you know, and survive.
Seems like new news is the old news from a different angle. Another mother on TV crying cause her boy didn't make it. She said, what am I gonna do?
And then thinking about my son, and you know, it's just like, oh man, you know, the world is a crazy place and I'm responsible for this life. So it got very real and very deep, and so that's where Hold On comes from.
The record is called Story of Sonny Boy Slim, but I feel like it almost could have taken its title very easily from the song that's called The Healing. You seem to have this belief that music is like medicine.
Music is medicine to me. It's like, I don't go to church, but I feel like, you know, when I was trying to figure out my way and, you know, as a young man, I was listening to albums, you know. I would listen to Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, or Curtis Mayfield, and, you know, Outkast, and Tupac, and Biggie, and listen to, you know, lyrics of Kurt Cobain and, you know, Bob Dylan or Hendrix, and just like take something from it. It was more than just rocking out or guitar solos, and I would really sit back and reflect and try and understand somebody else's perspective, kind of understand where I was and my place in all of this. I got something in motion, something you can't see. For me, it's like if I can't understand it or process what I'm going through at a time, like a song can kind of put it all together for me and make me understand, and I can move on about my day and feel like there's some sort of resolve there. So yeah, it's very powerful to me. It's very important. I don't know if I'm sure I would lose it if I didn't have music in my life, you know?
That's Gary Clark Jr. His new album is called The Story of Sonny Boy Slim. It's been great speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This music sets me free, yeah.